With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer reporting after the 2017 Malaysian Grand Prix in Sebang. Now, this is three races in a row that we've had, and the championship is pretty much exactly how I suspected it would be at this point, that it would come down to Dovi and to Mark. And the contrast in their styles has made it certainly very interesting. It's also been a lesson in how a rider can change. As we've talked about all season, how that Dovi has really made a mental change as much as anything else, just his mindset, his belief in what he's capable of doing, and his belief in his destiny. I know that it works that way in so many ways, that as I talked about my own story, about when I was a little kid, and I'd go down to the Honda dealership and I would see on the wall the picture of Mr. Honda and Mr. Gorman, J.W. Gorman, who owned the local Honda dealership, Power Cycle Honda, and Mr. and Ms. Gorman. And all those years later, I actually end up and I walk in Mr. Honda's home and where I celebrate winning the 500 World Championship for him, a dream that he had when he started Honda in the late 40s, and a dream I had in Shreveport, Louisiana, and how we came together. And I know it works that way, and it can work that way, to where your beliefs, you have to dream first in that imagination and then to make it happen. And Dovi's at that point. It's been a dream year for him and for Ducati after 10 years it's been since Casey Stoner won the world championship in 07. And they hired Jorge Lorenzo to come in to win that world championship. And it hasn't been Jorge, it's been Dovi. And I think it's certainly a feel-good story and something that's made it interesting. Then you contrast that with Mark, who is expected to win the world championship. And there was even hope this year that maybe Rossi Valentino could one last time generate some magic and at 38 years old win the world championship. I had actually predicted the Maverick finales. I thought it would be a battle between Mark and Maverick for the world title. And it looked that way at the beginning of the season. It looked like that Maverick, after the winter testing and then the first three races, he was going to maybe even dominate the championship because it was maybe his time. But it didn't turn out that way. And in fact, he struggled, especially the latter half of the season, not winning a race, but just getting on the podium. When we've talked about the trials and tribulations of the Yamaha in the difficult conditions, and it looked like, and it was this weekend, very similar situation for the Yamaha factory team, it was, but not for the Tech 3 bike and Johann Zarco. And I mean, he's showing that the Yamaha can be competitive. Maybe it is the fact that he's holding the older bike and with the older chassis. But for sure, he hasn't been affected or seemed to be affected by the adverse conditions as much as the factory Yamaha team. Qualifying was certainly interesting. It looked like that it was Dovi was up there. And he, on Friday, he was really fast and dry in wet conditions. In qualifying, he did get on the front row, which was, for him, the most important thing. He went on the pole, but at least be on the front row. Zarco, like I said, was there, Johan. And Danny Petrosa, who really does well at Malaysia. But it was in the dry. In the wet conditions, if it was going to be wet, he looks like he struggles. Some of that is, as we talked about, maybe his weight. He can't seem to get the rain tires up in the proper operating temperature, and it causes him to struggle. If it was going to be wet for the race on Sunday, which it was. But Jorge Lorenzo is certainly running out of time, and it was a track that he's not finished off the podium, I think, just maybe one other time in his MotoGP career there. He's really done well. But Sunday was always going to be interesting if the situation came about where he could help Dovi with points, to get more points. Would there be team orders? Would there be a situation where he had to make a choice between winning his first race on a Ducati or helping out his teammate? I think it's a no-brainer. He wouldn't, if the situation came about, if I was in the situation, even if it would be my first victory, I mean, he has to try to help Ducati win the world championship. I couldn't imagine him making any other choice. So if it did, if that was going to come to that late in the race, which it looked like it was certainly going to, I don't think he would have a choice. As the race started, Mark got an incredible start. Came from, what, third row to lead, actually, in turn one. Of course, he was in there too hot, and he ran wide, and he didn't have the lead, or lost the lead. But it looked like it was going to set up to be a battle between the Ducatis and the Honda. The Suzukis looked like they were going to be pretty strong as the race, or in the race weekend, and they were. But Danny Pedrosa, as I said, I mean, you have to feel sorry, bad for him, because he qualified on the pole, and then in the race, he actually, you know, drifted back in the wet conditions. The tire choice, basically, you know, there was some that chose the softer compound tires and the harder compound. Looks like the Hondas have to run a little bit harder compound tires. I mean, Cal Crutchlow, who last year was really strong in those conditions, wasn't even anywhere in contention. Petrucci, what a great run for him. He had to change from his number one bike to the second bike, started in the back, and worked up to finish in the top 10. Great ride for him. He, of course, I believe, as the announcer said, that if he would have been able to start like he was supposed to with his number one bike, he probably would have been battling for the victory like he did at Aragon. So the race kind of played out. Johann Zarco was right there leading the race. It looked like he may get his first win. And he was able to run the softer compound Michelin tire. But then it became Jorge Lorenzo. It looked like Jorge was certainly on the way to maybe having his first victory. But what can you say? Dovi did exactly what he needed to do. And Mark wasn't able to maintain the pace, which, you know, he was certainly, I think, struggling with his Honda. He was the only Honda up there. And he got a fourth place, which was, you know, safe. He certainly didn't want to throw it away and lose the point gap that he had. But it came down to the decision, what was going to happen between Jorge and Dovi. And it kind of took care of itself. In turn 15, if you saw on the broadcast, looked like Jorge lost the front end. Certainly don't believe he did that on purpose, but it kind of answered the question. He drifted wide, Dovi was able to get by, and you certainly know that Jorge was not going to risk anything or make a pass those last three or four laps. Dovi did say afterwards, though, that there was no team orders, and I understand that. I've been in that situation myself where I prefer, you know, let the race kind of happen how it's supposed to, and then it just go from there. But Dovi, like I said there was no team orders, but you knew Jorge was going to make that decision. But he ran wide, tucked the front end, saved the crash, but that allowed Dovi to get by, and Dovi won the race, and which was exactly what he needed to do. Great ride for him. And you have to feel good for Ducati, first and second condition, or in those conditions. Mark did what he needed to do, finished fourth, and a great ride by Johan. And Rossi, Valentino, and Maverick, you know, the factory Yamahas were certainly back in the field and weren't even in contention for the day. It's going to be interesting at Valencia. Mark is so strong there. I think it's going to be difficult for Dovi. But as everybody said afterwards, even if he doesn't win the world championship this year, it's been an incredible story, great turnaround for him, and a great ride for him. Every race, you know, they call him the professor now because of his decision making. And so it's going to be interesting. We know Jorge is really strong there. And if it's late in the race, doesn't look like the championship, you know, something's going to happen. Jorge may get his first victory. So from that standpoint, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. See you there.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.